zwana katoir u beisabadim. Beisabadim is a place where you press the olives and you make oil. Beisashalchim is a sode that is irrigated. So since it's an irrigated sode that is irrigated, so it can be a superior sode. If it is day above, so it's contingent upon rainfall. Sometimes there is rainfall, sometimes there is no rainfall. So it's not a superior sode. Yeah. But if it's a bisashalchim, it's an irrigated field, so it can always produce pears. So if it is the kind of a real estate that can produce pears constantly, so the whole of Oshun is a pear study has koson shomishon. Miyevri. So if it is a kind of property that is a pear study, then everybody agrees that it requires full 3 years chazok. Now, the Rashi, Bishashalchim, Bishashamayim, Bishayichayim, Shemashkim, Bishayimenu, Todir, Eisei Peir Istodir. The whole time she is a Peir Istodir, Cheskos and Gimu Shonim. Miyein Liyein, Im Herzik Boshom Rishonim Shloim Meiz, Ein Zorek Lo Mishtar Mechir, Vimiru Ola, Bailim of Shainim, Zeyim Amuchavu, Vavad Shtori, Cheskos and Belz, Vim Lavi Cheskos and Belz, לרישום וקימו שונים חזוק כמורו רוצה ממנו וקימו שונים עונו. Now, so there is a distinction between קרקוי is a מטל. By מטל קרקוי, so the הלוחים is that if יהי מחד, חזוק is sufficient. Now, even though there is a מורי קאמה, we know, let's say, that this גמורי belong to all the time, for many, many years. Now Shimon has possession, and they even come and testify that only yesterday they knew it belonged to him. Now Shimon has possession, but Shimon says, "Well, last night, close to midnight, Reuven sold it to me, and that's the reason why I have it." And they both come to Bezek. So who prevailed in the Torah? Shimon will prevail, not Reuven, even though Reuven is a Morikameh. Who can prove that he has had title in it for 50 years, but now Shimon has possession, Shimon claims that only an hour ago it was sold to him, Shimon had it. Because Hazoki Komashiyarod of Shishon. That's what it taught. But it taught when there is treason. But by Kakoyis, you can't hold the piece of land, the building, or the field in your hands, in your shoes. So there is no cheskas treason. So by kakoyis the halachim is that if Reuven is a morekame, if Reuven is admitted to a morekame, the Arim testify that they know that this piece of land belonged at one time to Reuven. Now Shimon has possession of it. Shimon is the master. And Shimon and the producers Arim testify that for a year, for 2 years, Shimon has always been seen on the premises, all the time. And Shimon says, Reuven says, you got it from me. Shimon says, no, you sold it to me. So Reuven says to Shimon, I sold it to you. Where is the shtar? I lost the shtar. I can't keep it. I can't keep it forever. I lost the shtar. So the halacha is that if Shimon cannot prove 3 years possession, then Reuven can recover the sod from Shimon. Unless Shimon can produce anything who testify that he had possession for 3 years, and if it is coupled with the time, Shimon says Reuven sold it to me, so then Shimon will prevail. So that's the aloche by Chesed Kakoyis, as distinguished from Mitalim. So Kakoyis, that kind of property that produces pears all the time. Pears means income. It doesn't have to be after pears. How about a building? A building doesn't produce any payers, but you can lease it out and get rent. So that's also payers. So any real property that is is a payers stored here, so there must be a first possession for 3 years. So then the Marzi gets it. If he has a first possession for less than 3 years, the Marzi does not get it, but the Marikami gets it. So if it is a superior study, then it requires 3 years possession liyem liyem. How about a piece of property that does not produce periods all the time? Let's say it's liyabao. Liyabao means a field that is contingent upon rainfall. So not always can it produce periods. Only when there is rainfall, then it can produce periods. When there is no rainfall, it cannot produce periods. So it's liyabao, also hasoke ishoni shoni, but it doesn't have to be liyabao. It doesn't have to be liyabao. Rabbi Shmuel, Gimul chadoshim b'risheino, gimul b'acheino, ushul b'chafim b'emtza, harei yutches chedesh. Harei yutches chedesh. That if you have 3 chadoshim in the first, 3 chadoshim in the third, and 12 months in the middle, 18 months altogether, that's a sufficient chazok. Rabbi Kiva, חידש בראשינו, וחידש באחרינו, וחידש באחרינו, ויש חידש באמצע, דלת חידש. Now the Gemara says, that mean between Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, is pere rabu, pere zute. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, so in his diapal, the chazoke must be dafke of achilas peres of a pere rabu. Like Seirim should be sure that that is God will be Gimel Chodesh. But suppose he has an Achilas Peres of a Perezute that can be grown in 1 month, that's not sufficient Chazok. And according to Rabbi Akiva, even a Perezute where the Achilas Peres can take place, it can be sown and harvested in 1 month from the planting, from the sowing, till the harvesting. It does not take more than 1 month. Even a Perezute is a sufficient chazoke. If we have Yudbeis Chedesh Be'emtza, then the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Omer Rabbi Shmuel b'medvom amurim. We saw the law, so they have to it. Our disobedience, Jesus was saying, who was a his aizol, Jesus is kaitzei, harei u gimu shon. But if it is the ilon, so if he had achra spirits in of three different, so meaning, so it's considered like Hateska Tiru Shomer. Now it's in the Rashi. Zdei Bisabar, Hamistavkel Mik Shomer, Kinei Se Peres, Ava Pamachal Bishomer, Cheskos Tiru Shomer, Venitzikom Yeh Leyei, Umay, Cheskos Reb Shmuel Eino, Shlo Yishkod Hashem Achrein, Yishol Shomer Vishaino, Ushlo Yishkod Hashem Vishain, Yishol Shomer Achreino, Vem Tzoy Shlo Yishkosh, Yisham Marim Yisrael, Yishol Yishol Shomer, Vechim Shem, Zikbos Yishol Shomer Vishain, Yishol Chodosh, Vyeish Leyei, Yishol Shomer Vishain, Yishol Chodosh, וכן בגימו חדוש של בישי של האחים, הרי זו חזקה של ראשון ודין סופיס, שאם עודו פועס חבירי, שזה רי הסודיו, להחלפי עושו ראשון או בישי סיב. אבל כי בעיני, אני פועל לגמור את מייפי, באמת, הוא אמרו לו שצור יום חס חי של תיבס הבא, בשביל הלום, שכל פרסם נוקותים כרגרו, לפי רצור יום ראשון, אבל בלי יום, שפרסם נוקותים לפרוקים הנופים, לפרוקים, הנופים כרגרו. Every payer has its season, this is in Perik Acheya, but in Perik Acheya, so Kinesis is was the angel of money, or Mosaka says it begins this Kaitse, Kaitse that means fixed. It came in wicked belief, Shabba was of tears, because some of the bayous are in Chazoko, Kiyo, and Kiyo, Shon. So then Dawah, that has that real property, so requires Gimul Shonim Chazon. But does it require full Gimul Shonim or not good Yehudim? So then it depends. If it is a superior study, then it requires Chazok a full Gimul Shonim. Full Gimul Shonim. If it's not a superior study, it doesn't require full Gimul Shonim. But it requires one year that is full, Shlomo, and then according to Rabbi Shmuel, 3 months the first and 3 months the last. And according to Rabbi Akiva, so even if it's 1 month in the first and 1 month in the last and 1 year in the middle, so it's also a sufficient chazon. Now the Gemara says, Rav says, that this is only according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So if it's not a superior study, it does not require full Gimul Shonim Chazon. Masha'in can according to Chachomim, Rav says, Chachomim Vov. So even if it's not a superior study, it still requires Gimul Shonim, full Gimul Shonim Chazon, according to the Chachomim. Only according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So if it's not a superior study, it doesn't require full Gimul Shonim. But according to the Chachomim, so it requires full Gimul Shonim, even if it's not a superior study. Now, with this halacha, as a matter of fact, in the sugya of Cheskes Tashmishi, I mentioned 3 shittas. Now, there are 3 shittas of shittas in regard to Cheskes Gimul Shonim. What kind of halacha is it? In the Rabbis, in the Rabbonim. And if it's in the right say, what kind of and what is it based? So there are 3 shittas of Rashi. One shita is the shita of Rashi in Suvas. The shita of Rashi in Suvas is that you tell that the whole din of Cheskas Gimul Shonim is only in the right. In the right say, there is no Cheskas Gimul Shonim, even if he had Chazok at first possession for 40 years, 50 years. So if the Morikame produces savings that he had in the Morikame, and then he says that the Malazi gazled that from him, so then he can become Minaraisa, in spite of all the years of Chazon. But with the Seder of Mikuches, since a person, the average, practical person, does not watch his shtar for more than 3 years, so Mele and the Chachonim on Misaki with Nitzelim and Mikuches, that after 3 years the Malzik should be able to bring it. So it's only because of the Chachonim. That's Rashi Shittah that you die in Suvas. Zayin on the day of Suvas. Shnei Chazokim Shoni Shoni. She tiktu Chachonim. V'chol marziki bikar. Di mishaoch lo Shoni Shoni v'lo yivu. Nemo lima likachtio. V'yo vachto. V'kula haidu mizdaya v'nei mishno. So that's Rashi Shibu. It's only the Chazokim Chachonim. Of course, this all goes according to the Chachonim of Rabbi Shmuel. Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's heard in the right. The Gemara says that we learn out Yalkusef from Sheyamuel. So the whole Machlok of Hashemim is only in connection with Chacham, not in connection with Rabbi Shmuel. Alright, but according to Chachonim, so the whole thing of Shnei Chazoke, that's only Takonis Chacham. And with the Raisin, there is never no Chazoke at all. No matter how many years of first possession he had. Why not? Because by the Talmud there is Cheskas Tvise. So that's a good raya. But by Kakoyim, there is no Trise Joseph. He happens to stand in the field. He happens to be in charge of a certain premises, a building. So that's no raya. That's no raya, because it's much easier to take possession of real property than of mitalton. In order to take possession of mitalton, you must really grab it from the person. But in order to take possession of kakoyis, you don't have to grab it. All you have to do is just to manipulate, to be on the premises, and then you are in charge of it. You're in charge of it. So the melee, there is no raya in the raya by kakoyis, because there is no utrisi. So it's only kakoyis. Now, that is one. Now let's see the Lashon HaRambam. Für die Dauer von Hilche stehen in Mitten, Halloche Beis. Der Rambam ist jetzt like this. Halloche Halle, Halloche Beis. Kol HaKakoyim שהיו ביש את בעליהן, אך אופי שינעת את החזר אחרים, הרי הם נכנס את בעליהן. זה צמור כאן. כן, כן. רובין שהוא משתמש בחוץ הכדר, שהוא משתמש בחצרי זהיר. דור בו מזכיר לאחרים, ובין נביסייס, ביחס מהקושים ניתו אני לא אומר ליחוץ הזו שתחזיות חול שלי וזכו אוי ביות חול ישוע וישיב ירו בין של חול יסו ויעת המחרת לי מסעת ומתון so שימה נזבור כאן אין רו ונדבר אם אין אין לשימה שאולי זה ידוע לא אוי ניח בבו מן אסס ויאם נקי So the Marzi, Kesetich, where it says is, and the O, Ava. He made it in Shima. In other words, if the Morikame, the one who allegedly is the Morikame, cannot produce anything or testify that he is the Morikame, so naturally then the Marzi prevails, then it goes without saying. Then it's with Reinze. So then he's the only Morzi. He's the only Morzi. It's only when the Morikame, the alleged Morikame can produce anything who testify that he was a Morikame. So then, it all depends. Avo ni mei vishimen. Edi, shachot azu shalo yoiso, harei vcheska shimen beinu nirudei, o beraye shemochavo chones nosolo, vimlei beraye misal kineisi minenu, umarzi kineiso vishimen. Avo pi shen rudei mei vishimen, shei yoiso shalei, shei yoiso vishimen. ומד לא אמרו רשימה צריך מלוגים לא בראי או יסתר להגיד שלא נשתמש בו זמן בו so if the Marzik does not have the first possession for 3 years so the Morikame can dispossess it עד ומריבי שאוכל פרס קרקע שלו שונה מריצו פייס ונהנה בכולו כדר השנה מקולדון ובקרקע והוא שיהיה אפשר לבעל המשים שיהיה עם זה שהיה בשביל מיכבי מעמיד נציבי הדרובי If he can produce anything to testify that he had his first possession for 3 years, so then he prevails. Rumin, the Yishba Rumin Heses, Shemoch Ole Shimon Nosol Yipotis. Mit the Shem Rumin Lai the Shimon. Im Emesa, Teye, the Ma'i say to Morikame, if it's true as you claim, Shaloi Bachata, the Loi Nosa. So in other words, that it's all Zele, Biyad Rumin, So basically says to Shimon, if this is true, that it's all Zewe, how come that you were so patient with him for such a long time, for 3 years? Lomo oyer ze mishtami shono achashono vikar kecho, ve'im lecho olof mishtar, spira ze mishtam ashkone, ve'umachiz abeo. So the Pamboshna Rambam is mashma, that it's based upon the raya, the silence, in other words, the fact that the Morikame was silent for 3 years, knowing him, of all the facts that the Marzi has been using it. So if it is true that it is all the Gezel, a person, the average, reasonable person, is not so patient. He should have protested at least once in the course of 3 years. He didn't protest even once. So what is the job? That it was never sold, that it was sold, that the time of the Marzik is a good time. Alright. The Rambam says that was a Dalet, and the Ma'ai Nimri Ruben, in Emes Adoro Shemochal, who knows of Matono, Lobo is out of the Star Soho, if the Shinodo needs a Mishnoi, the Hilah from Yom of the Hazoko, she needs a Mishnah, Ella Chomishoni, the Hilah Shabeya, she knows the Mamkebe Shubin. But why don't we say the fact that he cannot produce Ishtar is the Reese? So the Rambam says, no, after 3 years it's no Reese, because a person is not careful in watching the star after 3 years. From Moshe Rabbeinu it's mashma that it is in the Raise, but the Raise is based upon the fact that the Morikami was silent for 3 years. That the Morikami was not made, was silent for 3 years. Then there is a third chicken, which the Vitro here and our Mishnah says, and it's mashma from the Moshe of the Rambam that means days. That the shite of the Ritva and of the Ramban appears to be that actually the same aloch of Hazok of Majer Mishishalem, that we apply it in the Tautamin, where there is Fise, a fly, the Gabikako is also. But then you ask, so if so, so even one day should be a Hazok. So he says, Enoch Nam. One day should be enough to give him Hazok in the Marathon. But by the Tautamin, it's not a derech of people when one sells a chattel to the other to give ishtar to the mitiach, ishtar ayat to the mitiach. It's not a derech to write ishtar with some of the other. So maybe there is no reason. Mashalik in Kakoi is, so the universal practice of practical people is that whenever they sell real estate, they execute the deed, they write ishtar. Now, so if it had been true, what the Marzik says that it was sold to him, and since the universal practice is to write the Shtar, how is it that the Marzik cannot show the Shtar? That indicates there is something wrong with his time. There is something wrong in his time. So the Shita of the Ritva and the Ramban is that actually Chaskasim Yachot should be known just as it is known by the Talmud. Even though by the Talmud there is this here, but of course there is no this here, but this, the fact that he is on the premises, that's in lieu of Krisi, the Ritva says, in lieu of Krisi. So he should constitute a Raya, even with one day. But until 3 years elapse, so there is a Raya that tends to indicate that his, that Marzik's time is not a true time. Had it been a true time, so he should be able to produce the Shtar. How is it he's not able to produce the Shtar? He says he lost it. All right, but a practical person, a reasonable person, goes to push Shtar. So that's, but it's all. So actually, it should be a Raya even before Gimshon. But until Gimshon, there is always a Raya that counteracts the Raya of Chazok of Major Mishnah. But after 3 years, so there is no Raya that counteracts the Raya. But it means, according to the Torah, Ramban, actually it's with the Raise, and it's based upon the Raise that in years, in the possession by a certain person, without any protest by the Morgan. So we have three sheets. We have the Shite of Rashi, the Rabban, we have the Shite of the Ramban. And we'll see, the other Shem also, that the Raise, that is the Raise, and the Raise is based upon the silence of the Markame, and then we have the third chit of the Leaf and Rambam, that the Raya should take effect even one day, but until 3 years elapsed, so there is always a Raya. But after 3 years, there is no Raya. Omer Rabbi Yechele, Shomati Meil Chiyu, Shosho Yehim, Rinnai El Chazok, Yehim Shoni, Mishay Ramuel. So Rabbi Yechele says that he heard from the Yehim. They said that how do we know that Chazok required Chushonim? It's Yalfuse from Shiramwe. Ma Shiramwe Kim Shirogan Yuri Guches Noku with the Cheskasta, we come with the Cheskasmue, Namiki Dog, what does that mean? Not the Mishnah Smeche, we can't with the Shizuke. So it's Yalfuse. No. Just by Shiramwe, we say that if an axe goes three times, then he becomes addicted to God and the owner. Henceforth, the owner is not to pay the Nezek Sholem, full damages, not how to get it is. So here too, he the demands eight pairs, clutch me, so then it is eating the shoes the shoes of the boy came, and the kind of the shoes we came. What can it mean? Just the opposite, without any logic. Just the opposite, without any logic. Or there is logic in it. It's not just the opposite. It's a sakosu. Two, there is the opposite. We can say the opposite is that we learn how just by Shiramir. So when the Shir has gone three times, so then we say the Shir is a ferocious layer because he cultivated a certain tendency to go. So here too, if a person was took possession, if she then took possession of let's say of Uvei Sode, and for 3 years she then had a possession of Uvei Sode, and Uvei in the course of the 3 years did not protest. So we say it's a raya that Huzak Shasa, that Uvei the Morakami is Huzak, the Morakami is Huzak Shasa. So what is that for? All right, so you Huzak Shasa. So because of that we can take away his property. Just because of that we can take away his property. So in other words, so apparently according to Rashi it appears, we'll soon see Rashi's account. According to Rashi it appears that actually that according to the Yochel Mishe Cheskas Gimel Shonim is Gzeiras HaKosov. Gzeiras HaKosov. It's not this one. But the Gzeiras HaKosov is that once the buyer is who the Morakami is who the Shaskin, so then the Malazi acquires title. We don't know to whom it belongs, whether it belongs to the Morakami or it belongs to the Malazi. So this is a course of things, regardless how it is for Klavishman. In other words, regardless what the objective effects are, but since he was Malazik in it, Gimel Shonim, and that means that the Morakame was Halazik Esatzim, to be Shaskon, not to object in the future either. So because of that, the Malazik acquires title. Because actually it should be so. But And the exercise of from Shiramu is that once he was masked in the field 3 years and the Morakame was the Shaskan, so then the Mazik becomes a Mazik. Without the Alphus, I would say who is a Mosaic. The Morakami is a Mosaic, not a Mosaic. The Morakami is a Mosaic. But because of that, the Alphus tells us that after Gimel Shonim, the Mosaic is a Mosaic. The Mosaic. No, for him, has his time, for him, has his Mayor. I don't know if he's not a Kashmir, but if he's Mayor, he has a kind of a Mosaic. Ima. Kiram wird dann nicht gehört, wie es von der Chaye, auch ein Name hat schon eine Wies, wie kann ich euch zu sagen, wie sie sich weit vor mir, so die Mora says, no, oha, wo ist aber die Mora, so ist die Ches, habe nur es, and the reason is why we require it from the Ches, because he has to be Mgeach, someone in the state of the Sheramue, until he has got free Shvorin, so it's not the Sheramue, this year. And what after he goes, when he goes, after he has established himself as a Shiramu, so then he's not free to pay the Rishon. So, over there, so what the Gemara's cash? Gemara raised a strange cash. Gemara says, what if you learn now from Shiramu, and by Shiramu, you only come through by the fourth year, so we should learn how that here, only the fourth year, gets Chazoke, not the first 3 years. So Gemara says, we learn out from Shir HaMoed. The just is by Shir HaMoed, the Shir becomes an act, establishes itself as an act. With three Nigeches, so here too, the Morikame establishes himself as the Shaspon, as the Shaspon with 3 years, as the Shaspon with 3 years. But Gabi Shir HaMoed is the Nakhon. But as long as there is no fourth, as there is no fourth Nigechet, so then he can't be Mechuyet. Mashiachim here, the moment he establishes himself is the Cheska Shaspon, as the Shaspon, so then there is a first moment. So then there is a first moment. Hochekim noch mit Tachnei, kamen bis es Ato, Chazoko, Sheinu mit Taine, Tere Chazoko. If you say that there is a special Dios HaKosov of HaKos Mom, that, after 3 years, so then, the Mavzik becomes a Mosek. So even without Taine, so he should get it. Mitzad Mosek, the Sofik Dima Mosek. Aber mit Tarn von Chazok ist immer Teil der Chazok. Aber ganz ist Teil, weil dann wenn die Jungen kommen rasch. Kili die Koma, hasch den Jurito, dann haben wir die Leute. All right, let's see the rasch. Wie die doch mit manchen Drück, wo ich in der Heim mich in die Jungen, in der Kachwarisch, oder mal ich schaue. Schäden über Zeit, wie vor dem Mastnis. Wie kam man aber immer, hat er sich sicher schon, wie man ist, oder mal wie man ist, oder mal wie man ist, so der Chazok, du amre, so wie schon im Abto, im Schuss Meiche, und mich alle, teilen mei, amre, so wie schon im Abto, das ist mal kam, dann in die Jungen, die kommen wie, die sehen wir nicht achtieren, die sehen wir gedauert hier, wenn wir nicht in der MSI, die Asi, hat der Schuss schon im Abto, im Schuss, waren wir noch, nur mit Kuschel gekommen, aber mit eine, ohne, zwischen Lachila, schon, ich schon, look how Rashi, emphasizes this Rosh. So, we are bringing on Dilma Kushte would come. Who? Kushte would come. So from Rashi it's Mashma, that according to the Hilchi Yerusha, so it is so. We don't know who is telling the truth, whether the Lord Kami is telling the truth, or the Marzik is telling the truth. But, truth there is exerts a possible. But it's not this tabea that the Torah will just say the moment that really, that we all know, belongs to whom should henceforth belong to Shem. The Torah wouldn't say like that. So if the Torah says that it doesn't belong to Shem, so it must be based upon a certain time, upon a certain reason. So what is the Al-Fusay? The Al-Fusay is that as long as it's not known to us who the real owner is, so then the Marzik becomes the Muzik. Once the Marzik becomes the Muzik, so then we have to apply the Aloche of Hamitzim Chadur Avarayim. We tell the boy, come, you want to be made from the Muzik? The Marzik is the Muzik. The birth of Kuf is a pregnant. But when can we say there is a Sakosu that becomes a Muzik and he gets this, he keeps the Sode, and he keeps the Sode only if we don't know the fact. But suppose Bezdin would know the true fact, then it's not enough to say that the Torah should just transfer title from the Morakam of the Marzik. Only when it is so. That's why Rashi emphasizes the Amrin on Dilme Kushtu in the Marzik. It is so. Elo Mahato Chazoko is in time with Deva Chazoko. So you know the Tere is time my damn in Zulu Kama Hashti. It can be Kama Hashti Yuri Tov. And I'm like, Mas Rav here. Elo Mahato Machoy Shul Yifon Ovi Tebe Machoy. Dugi Di Shira Mue. Mas Shira Mue Yifon Ovi Ino. Rat Pochen Anu Yifon Ovi Ino. So you know the Tere is Hosam Gua Di Bola Kisi. Hoch a chavra chavra isle, le chavra le chavra chavra isle. That's it, right? הכושר לקנות דרך מכון. אם מיכור המעל, שיח של ראשון, לפני, שלוי לפני המעזיק, ביום עבדו שפרים ממעזי נקרא כשרו בגזירו, הוא יצא במכון. זו מי נשאר מועד, שמילים ששירי נקפה, ובשור משפונים שאילו שרוי נפון אותי נס למועד, אף עשרו יצא משמחוי לא יתאר לי, שרוי נפון אותי, מחוי יתאר לי דעדוי, שיעשרו יניש לשאר. ואף המחוי עשרוי, ואיזוי אבילי הסחוס ושטר מחולות. סהוס אמרו את דיבור אותך, שוי מלוי דור, נאי, וגם בנשור ראשון, שוי 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 יוסף גינדה דור לחיים ונאום כחי צורי בו, ולאנו שיר וחזקה סמורי, הבינו לפני ביירו, שידמיתים רק ושאינו ובאחרים ועזימות, אבל כאן עם החוי אל עשר בי, ליזוי ובשריי צורי בו, שזה תן שמידי לא יבוא בו, הוכי אפילו שלא יתפון את מאמיץ. יחב רוחב יסדים, זה וזה ואתם אמרו לו, יוכלים הרי שמעתי, או יסיזוי ובדי אסחוסה, Now let's first learn the two faces on the tower to the bar. In Mashiach Amore, that's what the hell is. Mikam Kodur Rashi, Mashiach Rikor, Nolo Kamo. Gabay Kliya Abay Rove, Domar Abay Yitne Uchad Yitne Uchrei, Shiu Sintla, Uwish Nereni Bolo, Vaz Mekhi Chavivit, Kirov Amat Beil, Meil Chad. The Abay Yusoba, so Rashi explained there, Nolo Kamo, that the God of the Abay who learned out the Bir Shira Mure from the Vidmeidak Shenago, Vidmeid Shem Shem, so the Mele, so the Abay is over that Mekir and Vis with the Chaye, because Abay says, Bil Chad Vidmeid Trey, Shil Shem Plat, and then the Lish Mere Mor, after three Mekirs, so there is a fourth Mekir, then the Kamur, ורוב אסור על החיים וגירש לו יחליץ, so according to Rashi's פשט כמו לקרמה, there is a מחלק, it's not by the world there, how many נגיחת do you require in order to the בלעשייה של נחויים על המקשורת? According to Rashi, so there is a מחלק between a by and Rove, that a by holds that we need four years, and Rove holds three hours. But here the Gemara now in that machleke, so we have to pass from like Rove. So three should be enough. But the pashtus was like Gemara here is that it comes only the chuye by the fourth nigechet. Fourth nigechet. Din kina, we must go on the Gemara to make it the kind of following the Rabbi. The Chodah Rashi, the Jewish Rashi, the Jewish Rashi, the Jewish Rashi, the even Rove, who learns it out, from Moy, mit Moy Chad, so he's still potter until the fourth of the year. The Rabbi has been forged, the Babri Kulao, the Chai Babri Bees, I will hope to get to a buy the Moy, the Yechel the Bees, the Kodesh, the Rano, in no gap with Yechel the Bees, the Yechel the Moy, the Chai, Aki the Gabri and Revi, the Yechel the Rano, Korai Yomim, Dungye, the Kmeel Shilsh, אבל רוב מיקי חדביס לא יסיד את ההפיה, אפילו כן שלישי, אם לא כאן מיקי חדביס מחי. So, הרב רבי עזרא says that both הבעל and רוב agree that if the בעל אשר is not חייב לנקשור עם המציל לפעול בדיחה, but according to Abayu, who learns out the fourth Yichet from the Pasuk of Yishmer Enu, so there has to be that the fourth Yichet should take place on the fourth day, not on the third day, the same day on which the third Yichet took place. And according to Rome, so even the Yichet of Yis would take place on the same day as the third Nikihai, he'll also be high. Now, so we have three shittas. Hogeshen. We have Rashi Shite in Bovakam, and Rashi Shite. But Rashi Shite in Bovakam means that according to Rabbi, so the Baal Hashem is completely the Shalom, even for the third. Even for the third. And but that's contrary to the Baal Gemara, according to Rashi, will be called with a Baal, which is there. But our Gemara says explicitly that Abdi Yechavadi is loyal. But according to Rashi's Psha, he will come in. So at that point, there is a Machoid with Abayim and Rabbe. And only according to Abayim, he the Baal Hashem is not higher until the fourth of Yechavadi. But according to Rabbe, he is Mechuyah even for the third. Then we have the sheet of Tesmes and Rashi here that both Abayim and Rabbe are made. That he's not Mechuyah of the Baal Hashem here until the fourth of Yechavadi. But it's a question how we deduce it from the Sukh. Mashmoy Deshna. Then we have the sheet of Arab Rabbi Ezra. He says that everyone agrees that there has to be a fourth of Yechen or even a Chuyah of the Shoy. But according to Abaye, so the fourth of Yechen must take place on a separate day, not the same day as the third day. And according to Rabbi, it doesn't make any difference. Now we have to understand this. Of course, it's a question of Mitzvah Sakosa, but we have to understand what din are implicit in Mitzvah Sakosa. Now, the Torah says that the Sheir Tam only pays Chotinet, but if the Sheir Amuet, he pays Nezek Shalom. So what the Pshat is that Mitzvah Sakosa, the first 3 years he only pays Chotinet. After that, he pays Nezek Shalom, or it's not Mitzvah Sakosa. That after the 3 years, he has to pay in the Rishon. The halacha is that the Rishon is paid only by someone who has an axe, who has an axe who is wild, who is ferocious, who is addicted. He's very addicted. And, but if he's not addicted, so then he's not higher than the Rishon. So the melee, until an axe go 3 times, so the axe is not addicted to God. He's not ferocious. Once he go 3 times, so then he becomes addicted. So then he becomes addicted. Now, from our Gemara, it seems that it's based upon the fact that he's addicted. Because the Gemara learns out from Shiramure, Chesed Gimushonim there too. Just as over there, he becomes addicted. As an Akhon, so here too it has a Mishon. Without the quotes by the Morikame, so then the Morikame is Uzak Shaspa. Uzak Shaspa. Now, so that's one way of explaining it. And the other way is by saying that he just is a Sakosu of 4 times. Now, so from Arab Rabbezra's Pshat, we see that there are 2 halachas by Shiramu. 1 halacha by Shiramu is that he is not hired before the fourth year. He's not hired in the fourth year. For not just because before the fourth year, so the axe is not an addicted axe. It's not a ferocious axe. No, but before the fourth year, it's a special consacration. He is only hired on the fourth year. From the fourth Nikhan. The Rai is that according to Rav Rav Ezrei, so Abai is saying that in the fourth Nikhan took place on the same day as the third Nikhan, then he's not Chayav. If it's a question only that he has to be established as a ferocious axe, as an addicted axe, so what difference does it make when the fourth Nikhan took place? When the fourth Nikhan took place on the third day, or on the fourth day. And if it took place on the third day, why should we be higher than the Shoah? But the moment the Shepherd goes for the third time, so he came with ferocious acts. So then the fourth year takes place 7 hours later, he should also be higher. So obviously, the fact that the Shepherd is addicted is not enough. There is another verse apostle that only
So obviously, the fact that the Sheol is addicted is not enough. There is another Zaza Kosovo. That only from the fourth Yechan is it. Only from the fourth Yechan is it. Now, on the other hand, we see that there is a prerequisite that the Sheol has to be addicted. And if the Sheol is not addicted, so then it does not pay on the Sheol. The best try is because the Mishnah Berurah Tanya says that even if a certain acts, even if a certain acts became addicted already, so he became habituated and accustomed to draw, he can rehabituate himself. In other words, suppose a certain acts, he got on Sunday, he got on Monday, he got on Tuesday. So he came Asher Amoed. Then, the following week, the same acts had the opportunity to go somewhere. He had such opportunity, and he did it. Another occasion, when he had the opportunity to go and did it. And the third occasion, when he had the opportunity to go and did it. So then, it's Chosal Tamusim. Chosal Tamusim. Now there's a machlokes tanoim. How does one dehabituate himself from God? That of human beings. In some time, in some way, you have continued to be a Shishiyomim. The time, you see, I was a Shishiyomim. Do you remember your day? So the Buddha says to our hearts, What aloha Rabbi Yudeh enunciated in connection with becoming the Moed, and another aloha Rabbi Yudeh enunciated in connection with the habituation. So the aloha Rabbi Yudeh mentions in connection with becoming the Moed that he has to make three gives on three separate days. But suppose he only poor midyach at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then the same day, the same morning at 10 o'clock in the night. And at 11 o'clock, so then it comes. Has already been taken. That's the second aloha of the Jewish. Then the also mentions to our eyes. What aloha in connection with becoming a Moed? So where is that according to the Jewish? According to the Jewish, in order to become a Moed, he must do the three goals, have to take place on three different days, according to the Meir, even if it's killing the Jewish, and the same day, so then the Meir is re-incarnated in regard to the habituation. According to the Meir, he becomes re-habituated by failing to go on three different occasions when an opportunity is presented to him. So, that's the Meir. The Meir says, if he tamed himself, he curbed himself, the Sheol, so much, the children are already playing with his horns, and he doesn't tame. He chose that he already gave up his tendency of God. Now, so we see, now, I raise the question whether the halacha of the fourth Negiah is it based upon the fact, because in order to become a ferocious axe, he must make through Negiah some melee. He cannot fulfill the Sholem until he established himself as a ferocious axe. So he can only become a Negiah for the first time with the fourth Negiah. That's the reason. Oh, it's a special Zasakos. Prior to the fourth Negiah, he's not Chayav. Now, so the Arayis, we mentioned Arayis for Arab Rebbe Ezra, that he, that this is special. There's a concept we see that the point of Abai, even though he more than three different days, but he won in the Chayiv and 40 Yehre, in the 40 Yehre will take place the following day, not the same day. Why not the same day? If it's a question just of establishing him, the acts, if, anyways, if Roshi's acts, he already established itself as Rosa. So we see it's especially as a person that until the 40 Yehre is born, so it has nothing to do with being addicted, not being addicted. So that's the right. That is special in Sakosa. But then, from the fact that both from Yudhim and Meir are made, that even after Aisha has gone three times, but then he can be Chizal Tammuz if he fails to go when the opportunity is presented to him to go until the due occasion. Or, according to Ramea, if the children are able to play with him. So the question is, so usually if we say that it's not just the Zerzakosov, the fourth thing that is not, the Zerzakosov is, that is only higher, that is only higher with his ferocious. So even though that's turned out to be ferocious, but then he changed itself. It became the habitual. But if we say it has nothing to do with being addicted, not being addicted, so how can he be habitual himself after all? He cannot negate the fact that it's already in the arm through Yechel, it's already the 40 Yechel, the 50 Yechel. So maybe he should. So we should always be mechuyev to pay the shalem. So we see that both halachas are true. There are two prerequisites. In order that he should be mechuyev, the Baal Hashem should be mechuyev to pay the shalem. So there are two separate prerequisites. One prerequisite is that he has to be addicted. It has to be a ferocious act. But that is not enough. Even if he is a ferocious act, it's a special transaposo that until the 40 years in that time. So remember, because of the prerequisite has to be a ferocious act, so the acts be habituated itself, so it's again potter of medicine. And because of the other transaposo, that he is only highly showing after the 40 years, so the requirement, according to Abaye, Alibe, Abbevesas, Pshat is, that the 14 Yechel must be placed on a separate day, not on the same day as the 3rd day. Abba Yechel will be from the Chayim. Take away the Maipor Yechel, or what the Maipor Yechel, which מה הוא עושה מוזק נעד חושב שכונים, וכן אמר הוא זה כשאר סכם שואל שונים, אם כי משואל שונים לא יהיו את כל מלאי בו שהוא עושה. So, this is a sikashi. This is a sikashi. Why does the match ask if you were now from Shiramuet? So just that Shiramuet is not mechuyev. Until the fourth Yehre, so here too we should not be mechuyev until the fourth Yehre Chazoke, not the third Yehre Chazoke. So this is the Kashi, no? Why couldn't the Yavuse be the just as Bashi Amoy, he becomes addicted as an Akko, with Mutarans, so here the Merkami becomes addicted as the Shaska. As he says, with Shon, so maybe with Shon, maybe a common with Shuse. Then we sound like the match, the Hofia. Now, some of you are arguing from Nofakun Hotine, the Gush, the Shon, Hochename, Ki, Bishop, the Shon, the Lumi, or after we shall say, which is the Kaya, after that, we lose the only time. So what's the chapter is this? Is, as I just said, that actually by Shiramuet we have two clear sacrosses, two prerequisites. One prerequisite is that the Baal Shem is only higher if the Shem is a victim, if the Shem is courageous. He's not civilized. So that means if he's a victim. So that's one prerequisite. But then he should be included immediately and still the other requirements according to Abaye, according to Harav Gevez of Pshat. So even if he became addicted by going on Sunday and by Monday and on Tuesday, so you will not be included in the Shalom for the fourth year on Tuesday. Only the fourth year takes place on Wednesday. So there's another prerequisite that it's his special offer. He's higher than the Shalom from the fourth year. From the fall, Negiha, not if it's before the fourth Negiha. So Mimele, so we have two alohas in Shiamu. So Mimele, the Gemara's Kashi was, since we have two alohas by Shiamu, and we deduce Cheskas Gimel Shomi from Shiamu, so just as the Shiamu, just as vis-a-vis, Shiamu, we have two separate alohas. One is that with three nidichas the share becomes ferocious, becomes a victim. Number two, that he's only higher from the fourth nidicha and not for the previous nidicha. Let's say he will have a situation where the share will become a victim with two nidichas. Let's say, I mean, at all psychologists can do many things. Suppose the psychologist will train an ox in such a way that he will become addicted to going with ridiculous. So the derech hateva means to become addicted, with ridiculous. But maybe if the ox will be fed certain kind of drugs, so maybe he will become addicted to ridiculous. So it's still, so for the third year, the Baal Hashem will not be higher. Why? Because there are two separate prerequisites. One is the Shem must be a victim. Number two, until the fourth Nidiche is potter, even if he is a victim, until the fourth Nidiche, he is potter even if he is a victim. Even if he is a victim. Even if he is a victim. So maybe since the Mishay Abed, we have two separate alohes, so the Al-Fuseh, the Al-Fuseh of Tirushon Chazoke from Shehamuret also has to follow up both of us. So in other words, that's what the Makshe is doing. The Saul Laila, the Makshe Yohya, Maros on the Chidah Gardim upon Nofak Rim Chetzin Oazik 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 Shorin, Ochanam Kim Shoch, Oshorin Shorin Gurim Yipo, Nafkeo Yim Yishus, Meitka Yishus Rikeya. So in other words, we should learn now two things. Gam Chazok, in other words, number one, that just as by Shiramu, so with three years he becomes a victim. To Nidiche, so with 3 years silence, the Morekami becomes a victim to silence. Ishaska. So in Zuru, they can say, as Ishaska, that will not protest even later on too. Even later on, he will not protest. That's what. And then, just as by Shiramu, we allow that there is a curse moment. In other words, there is a transition, that's the first moment, a transition from health damages liability to food damages liability. By the fourth time, there is half course moment, because besides the exercise of becoming addicted, there is another exercise that until the fourth Nidiche, there is no food damages liability. So the transition from health damage liability to food damage liability takes effect and the fourth Nidiche, and not prior to the fourth Nidiche, even if he came addicted after the second Nidiche. So, he still is not, there is no Achmos moment yet, but only at the fourth Nidiche there is Achmos moment. There is a transition from half damage liability to full damage liability. So the same thing should be true by Cheskas Gimel Shomi, that when should the Achmos moment, when should the Mubzeh shift from the Morekame to the Marzik only in the fourth? So the Gemara says, that's the Makshe. So the Gemara says, Vokash, Horsom, Chimogashom, Shnikefe, Salimue, wie wird ja wie nur gar mal schauen, hoche kim joch wot latschini, kann man das schon sehen. In other words, that we don't learn out, cheskat bimu shonu, from both alochas tshiamwe, but we only learn out from one alochas tshiamwe, the addicted aloch, not the other one. Now then, you know, yes, another question. Elo me'ato, chazoko sheni itayno, chazoko sheni itayno, tebe chazoko, alo me'tam, kol chazoko sheni itayno, in chazoko. So the more I say, it's time, my young woman, you can come and hash, keep you, you can come, hash, you can move it all, and I'll leave the lake. Now, so Rashi says, why, because he says, but we don't do the question, you come. And this coincides, harmonizes with Roshna Gmor. Because Roshna Gmor is time by the woman doing more to the karma. Doing more is an healthy connotation of suffering. So, in other words, according to Rashi, so according to Hilchimusho, Kim Cheskas Gimushon is not a deal. Cheskas Gimushon is not a deal. Now, we discuss three different sheets of shame as to whether I say whether it's based upon the silence of the years or it's based upon Chazon Komash Yonim Shishalim Unecho, but until 3 years, so there's no race of Shtor. So until 3 years, there is the race of Shtor, Achim Shtorcho, but after 3 years, so there is no race. So then he gets it through the Raya of Cheskas Unecho also. That's only Alim Rabon, as I said before. But Alim in the Hebrew, So according to Rashi, certainly, it's not based upon Raya. It's not based upon Biruli. In other words, it's not based upon Biruli. Because you see the Gemara's Kashi was, Elo Me'ato Chazoke Sheni Metayno Teva Chazoke. Now, even according, assuming that even according to the Hilchimushi, so it's based upon the Biruli, that the time is right, so how can we say there is a presumption that the timing of the Mazik is right when the Mazik is not in day? It's not in day. So, obviously, that according to the Yerusha, it's not this Mazik. According to the whole of the Yerusha, it's a right. It's a right. Except according to Rashi, that it's Takon Eschachon. So even if we say Takon Eschachon, it's still a right. In other words, neither I said there is no, it's not a sufficient right. But with Rabbanon, so it is a sufficient right. So according to Rabbanon, it's certainly based upon the right. The fact that for 3 years he had adverse possession of the premises of the Morakama, and the Morakama was silent, tends to indicate, that the timing or the mazik is incorrect. And that's why we say, if it's not coupled with the timing, so then he cannot have chazot. So from Rashi it appears that even according to Yuchimushi, that according to Yuchimushi, it's not based upon the Raya, but it's a first moment. It's a first moment. After 3 years at first possession, so then the Masik gets tighter. Even if Rav Ishmael is Ganyu, that he guzzled it. Even if Rav Ishmael is Ganyu, that the Masik simply guzzled the Sodom from the Morikami. But that's exactly the question, according to the Hilchimushi, that title changes from the Morakame to the Mazik. Even if Rav Ishmael is Galye, that he didn't get possession in a legal way, but from Zeh. So, in other words, according to the Hilchimushi, there is a first moment. It's not based upon Galye. But when can we say there is a first moment? As long as there is no bureau to the contract. So then we can say it was a question of first moment. But if there is a bureau to the contrary, it's not Mistabel that the Torah should say that the title in the land shifts from the Morakame to the Marzik in face of an established fact that title is really vested in the Morakame. It's only if it's a subject to Mezmin. Well, if the subject belongs to the Morakame, or to the Marzit, so then there is a Zrasakos for a first moment, that even if Rabbi Shmai is Galye, that it really belongs to your Kame, so the Marzit becomes your. But if it's not a subject, if we know, if there is a right to the contrary, that it really belongs to the Marikame, then it's not shy to say in the Torah, he has exerced a Kosovo, that there should be a first one. So the male and the more has the Kasha of Mato Hazok and Shinim and Taim and Hazok. Be Shmuel, according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Shmuel, who says that Cheskas Ben Shon is based upon Raiyas, so we can understand the Aloha of Hazok and Shinim and Taim and Hazok. Because it's only as a Raya. So if the Mazik is not in Ter, how can we say it's a Raya? But according to Chelushe, so it's Zerasakosu of a first moment. It's a Zerasakosu of a first moment. So then even without time, there could be a first moment. So then the monastery says, time my land will be working in Koma. Ashti, you return, and now in Torah. So the Torah says, two indeed, according to Rashi, two indeed, it's not a lie, according to the Rashi. It's a first moment. Like in civil law, I mean, so adverse possession changes title for a number of years, changes title from the Morakami to the Mars. Even if objectively, it the title, it does not belong to the Mars. So I come to the Rusha in the same way. After Gimel Shalom in first possession, so there is a first moment. So title changes from the Merkame to the Mazik. To the Mazik. But when is the first moment if we don't know? But if it isn't as an eye, as a source of evidence, that it really belongs to the Merkame, then there couldn't be. It's not to stop that there is exercise of the title changes. So this is what we want to say. Time might have been dealing with the Corona. So when can we say there's a first moment? As long as there is a possibility that what the Mazik says is true. But if we know that it's not his, what does the Mazik say? He brought it from the Moria. We don't know whether he's telling the truth or he's saying a lie. But there is a possibility that he's telling the truth. So anyway, that is not a question. As long as there is a possibility that he is telling the truth, so even if Rabbi Shmai is guided that he's lying, so he still requires lying. But if the Morakami stay, you gather it from me, and the Mazik doesn't say anything. He's mute. He doesn't say anything. So then it's a lying. Then it's an idea that it belongs to Morakami. If the Morakami is there and the Marzik is not there, so then there is an idea to the contrary, the other way. So then there is a presumption that the time of the Morakami is true, that the Marzik is there. If there is a presumption that the time of the Morakami is true, that the Marzik is there, it's not Mistabah that there is Exeras HaKosov, that even though it's known to us, to Benz, that it belongs to Morakami, the Torah says no. Why? In spite of the fact that it's known to Benz, on the basis of the presumption that it belongs to Morakami, but you give it, you Benz, you give it to the Mount. It's not Mistabah. That's Rashi. Now, you see how Rashi explains it. Umshan tiny mark, amun shoshon mafkir in the cheskas morekame, the amun dupa ki nikom ar iu, zeyma mi kakriho niko, vi zeyma ki zalkiho. Remember, when you look at the sea, asya, cheskas shoshon, u mei kyo in the shuse, va amunon, dupa kushni uti koma, amun one time, mei kom kone vishu akhira shoshon. So in other words, from Rashi, it's Rashi's question is, time of my Amun Shoshon, Mavtor in Cheskas Morakami. So in other words, the Zasakosov only tells us that in case of something, so the Mosek is the Mazik, not the Morakami. In other words, I mentioned several times there are two aloches of Hamitzim Chavir of Raya Muzik. One aloch of Muzik is Vada Muzik, within us view. And then that is in the case where there is no problem. So then, so let's say, in this case, Muzik, suppose this Sefer belongs to Muzik for many, many years. Now she has possession. Now Ruben brings it from Shimon and says, you got it then. That's safer for me. And Shimon says, I bought it from you. So the Aloha we say, Chazoke kol masfer odim shishalei. So that's one of the example of Moses. So that's the Kirasvada. Suppose Shimon would be the Kabbalah Shemisha. With this safer, she will be the Kadesh of the Kirasvada. Without recourse to the halacha of tofikir, may tzinis be on. Even if we say, like Rambam, that tofikir may be tzinis be on, but in this case, where Shimon has possession, and Rubin says that Shimon got it from him, so we say, Chazok Manu Shishoei, here it's a bada, it's not so good. But then we have another example of a mitzvah chaver v'rayim, like so in prayers, there we cannot say it's a madal, there is a zombie. Now, the mother behind her had a miscarriage, but we don't know whether that was a miscarriage of the fetus or it was a miscarriage of something less than the fetus. So if the miscarriage that preceded the birth of this Sophie prayers was a miscarriage of the fetus, so this blood is not at all, so it belongs to the soil. If the miscarriage was a miscarriage of Wachipiro, something less than it is, so then this is the first paw. So the male, this is a paw. So the male belongs to the king. So we cannot say, so we see Hamid Muhammad Rai, that who should keep, who is entitled to keep this Sophic prayer when the soil is entitled. So he cannot say, because Chazok Mashiach Shalom, there is a Mudre, that since the Yisroel has possession, so there is a presumption that it was bad, right? So here is all a woman. There is still the Sophic. Still we say, Hamitzvah Chalom Rai. So that's the other thing of Moses, the Sophic thing of Moses. The thing of Moses, the Sophic thing of Moses. In regard to the Sophic of Moses, where there is no deal, where there isn't all the moment, so then Chazokin is not revived. So there is the Shire Tavikin, it is your way. So the good Hasvekis explains it. If we say Tavikin, it is in your way. So that means that the Tamil Chabel Rai implies that he becomes a violent Tavikin, even though in Tias it is Sophic, so he becomes a violent Tavikin. If we say that Tavikin, is anything in the other, is there other pastors? So we say the other thing of Sophic only implies that best we cannot do anything, best has to be generalized. But nothing. But Mashiach, where there is the beautiful heart of Mosek, so then it's no Shire. So of course it's Mitzin in the other. Now, so here there's a consequence according to Rashi. Now, with that, there's a consequence. In other words, according to Rashi this. So we learn out from Shiramuel, we learn out that it's not that by just as by Shiramuel, he becomes addicted with three years. So here there is a bill that the Malzik's time is correct. That would make sense. So we learn out from Shiramuel, just as by Shiramuel, a Shir becomes addicted with three yichas. So here too, with three achilas peiros, with three, what does 3 years represent? Three years, as Gemara points out, it doesn't have to be 3 years. It can be, according to a Hirusha, it can be three different, separate achilas peiros. So in other words, science in face of the first possession of three achilas, of the Achilles indicates, establishes the fact that this Morakame is Huzak Shaskar. Now, the fact that, what do you mean Huzak Shaskar? That We need no probability, even if the Mazik will continue to have the first possession for another 20 years, the Morakami will still be silent. Now, let us not create a presumption that the Mazik Stein is Ennis, because it might be that the Mazik Stein is not Ennis. And whose Stein is Ennis? The Morakami Stein is Ennis. In other words, that the Mazik simply dispossessed the Morakami. So then you ask, what is already Yehuda Shaska? So then we can say, it's true Yehuda Shaska, because that's his nature. He is Yehuda Shaska. So, but it doesn't create the Raya. But it doesn't create the Raya that the Mazik Stein is Ennis and the Morakami Stein is Ennis. It doesn't play. But one thing it does play. Does play. Since he's Ozak Shaskan, so then it means that there is no high either way. There is no high either way. For example, suppose Ruben is the Morakan, and then Shimon is the Mazik. But Shimon has been the Mazik only for 2 years, not for 3 years. So then our high is that basically when they come to the Torah, Ruben claims Shimon got it from him. Shimon claims that Rubin sold the plane, but he lost the star. What will Bezdin say? Bezdin will say to Shimon, you be so kind, and you turn over possession to Rubin, the Morakami. So then, it will be on the basis of what aloha, of Amit Mechaber Lomarai, on the basis of which aloha of Amit Mechaber Lomarai, not the Soviet thing of music, but of the Vada of the Raya. In other words, because Morakami also creates, is also in the Vada. Not only Tophos is in the Vada. Morakami is also in the Vada. Morakami is also in the Vada. So in other words, if we don't know if there is a litigation between Rubin and Shimon, Rubin says that this Sefer belongs to him, and Shimon says this Sefer belongs to him. Right now the Sefer lies in the street. Lies in the street. But the Arami would testify that a year ago they knew that the Sefer belonged to him. Now they don't know whether he changed ownership. So then the halacha would be, it goes to Morakami. So it would be not on the basis of the Soviet of Mosek, but on the Banai of Mosek. Because Morakami is also in the Banai. So anyway, in connection with Kapolis, in the Nazi case, Chazoke less than 3 years. So then it goes back. Basically, it will be lazy from the Mazik, and it will go to the Morakami. So it will be on the basis of Morakami, of Amit Mechaber Lomarai, of the Bihud Din of Mosek. Not the Soviet Din of Mosek, but the Bihud Din of Mosek. But the Bihud Din of Mosek. So, but according to Chayushe, so we learn out, that's Rashi's Pshat. We learn out just as by Nikichas. So he becomes an Akon, he becomes addicted. For by three years, so here too, so we say, since the Sheikh go 3 times, it's right that in the future he also tend to, he'll be disposed of all. He'll be disposed of all. So here too, since the Morakami was silent in face of three Achilles Peres, of the ability, so there is an indication that in the future, even though there will be other Achilles Peres by the same Azi, that the Morakami will still remain silent. If he remains silent until now, so there's an indication, who's a Shaskar? He'll be silent in face of the future Achilles Peres by the same Azi too. But that does not create a presumption that the Mazik Stein is Emes and the Morakami Stein is Shekhar. It might be that the Morakami Stein is Emes and the Mazik Stein is Shekhar, but it's Isofika Shok. Because of the rules of Shaskon, it becomes Isofika Shok. So that's the Aloha. Since Isofika Shok, so we learn out. So that's the Sakosu. That's the Sakosu. That just as there is a Kohes moment by Shiram Lurid, so here too there is a shirt, there is a course money. Since first there is a soft. So there is no right either way. There is no right. If not for the fact of Ozak Shaskon, so then there will be the right of Morakami. than the time of the Monacani Zemes, and the time of the Mazik Shekhe. So because he's also Shastra, so that negates the Raya. That negates the Raya of Monacani. So if you negate the Raya of Monacani, so is it something that we don't know. Who is he? Who is Tani Zemes and who is Tani Shekhe? So maybe this is a Sakosu from the Hilchiushe that after 3 years when there is no Raya either way, on the Tzad of the Morakame or on the Tzad of the Marzik, that who becomes a Muzik of the Dini? The Marzik becomes a Muzik. So if the Marzik becomes a Muzik and not the Morakame, Trisim is, no one has Trisim God. But until 3 years, the Morakame was the Muzik. Now after 3 years, the Marzik is the Muzik. So they will apply the Sophic Dini of Muzik of Hamitzim Chavei Oray. That's the Pshat of Rashi. So this is what Rashi says. Yushani Tani Maya Adonai. Shoni Shoni Matkoi Mechazkes Morakami. Until Shoni Shoni, so who is the Muzik of the Deen? The Morakami. After Shoni Shoni, who is the Muzik of the Deen? The Mazik. But do we have no Biro? We have no Biro. We have no Biro on the side of the Morakami. We have no Biro on the side of the Mazik. So it's like Sophic prayers. So we try the Sophic Deen of Muzik. Now, Sophic Deen of Muzik, so that's the aloche, that after Shomi Shomi, where there is more value in the way, so the Marzik becomes a Muzik. If the Marzik becomes a Muzik, so we say, Amitzim Chaveh, all right, that is actually.